Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
We got a question in the email, and you can email us at info@strivingforeternity.org. Question came in is, isn't Christianity just a God of the gaps? What is God of the gaps? The idea of God of the gaps is that when you can't answer something, something that just doesn't make sense, you just throw God into the gap and say, that's the solution. How can you explain creation? Well, you just throw God in and say, that's how it happened. And the idea of God of the gaps is that when you can't answer something, you just throw God in as the solution. But the argument that unbelievers make is that that's not actually a solution because it doesn't explain anything. However, do they really have a solution? See, they have a science of the gaps. That's right. When they run into problems that don't make any sense, like the fact that you can't have nothing explode into everything, they just say, it's science. They try to use big words to confound people, to make them think that there's really science behind it. But in fact, nothing is nothing. It's not something. So nothing can ever blow up into everything. No, the reality is what many atheists do is they have a science of the gaps. They shove science in when they can't explain things. And don't worry, because the science they said was solidified and perfect before, they'll change that in the future when they find better science to explain the gaps they have. No, we Christians don't need to worry about a God of the gaps issue. In fact, we know that without God, they wouldn't be able to do the science that they shove into the gaps.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.